This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gaushal Kimide with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Shobhana Dewa says Supreme Court's mandamus protected Parliament, Constitution and democracy. Leader Rajendra Prasad Pandey of the Unified Socialist claims post of Bagmati Province Chief Minister after Ashtar Lakshmi Shakya of CPN-UML resigns. 1 million doses of Verocell anti-COVID-19 vaccine received in aid from China arrives in Kathmandu. And African Union suspends Sudan over military coup. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Shobhana Dewa has said the mandamus order issued by the Supreme Court had protected the constitution and the democracy. In his address to a program organized by Nepali Congress Youth Wing Tarun Dal Central Executive Committee yesterday, the Nepali Congress President and the Prime Minister stated that the mandamus turned out to be a savior of the parliament, constitution and the democracy. In a different note, the government and his party preferred not to speak about the present matter related to Chief Justice and the court, the Prime Minister said. Only a single bench of Chief Justice Cholendra Samsir J.B. Rana conducted hearing in the Supreme Court yesterday. No other benches have conducted hearing since last Monday. The Chief Justice had assigned other judges also to be in the hearing benches, but they refused to join the procedure. Province Assembly member representing CPN-UML's CPN Unified Socialist Rajendra Prasad Pandey has claimed the post of the Chief Minister of Bagmati Province. Registering his claim for the post of the office of the of the Province Chief, Leader Pandey yesterday submitted the signatures of 59 Province Assembly members from four different political parties. Earlier, Province Chief Yadav Chandra Sharma had called the parties to claim the post as the incumbent Chief Minister of CPN-UML, Ashtar Lakshmi Shakya, tendered her resignation from the post. CPN Unified Socialist Party has constituted province committees in all seven provinces. Issuing a statement yesterday, Publicity Department Chief of the party, Jagannath Khatiora, said the party designated province committee in charges, deputy in charges, chairs, vice chairs, secretaries and joint secretaries. Likewise, the party has designated leader Chalanath Khanal as respected leader and foreign department chief. The party has also issued 10-point directives to the ministers inducted in the current cabinet. The Electricity Regulatory Commission has published a new electricity tariff to be effective from mid of December. The new tariff system is said to help low-income groups to meet their basic energy needs at a minimal cost. The chairperson of the commission, Dilli Bahadur Singh, unveiled the new electricity tariff amid a press meet in Kathmandu yesterday. As per the new tariff, if a household uses 20 units of electricity, they can pay only 30 rupees charge. Singh, who is the chair of the commission, further said the new tariff would increase the use of induction stoves and electric appliances as the tariff has been reduced. The electricity tariff for irrigation has also been reduced by 80%. Additional 1,020,000 doses of Verocell vaccines arrived in Kathmandu from China yesterday. The Department of Health Services informed that the vaccine were delivered from the China under the COVAX facility. Talking to Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Narayan Kharga on phone, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi had announced vaccine grant to Nepal on October 19th. Health Minister Birod Khatiora has said the government's target to vaccinate all eligible citizens against COVID-19 by the 13th of April next year will be fulfilled. Talking to journalists after inspecting Biratnagar-based Kosi Hospital yesterday, Minister Khatiora said the government was also preparing to vaccinate citizens from the age of 12 to 18. He further said as per the agreements made earlier, 10 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines from the United States of America and 6 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine would arrive in Nepal soon. The Health Ministry has said the COVID-19 infection rate in Nepal has now dropped under 8.1%. Speaking at the regular press briefing yesterday, joint spokesperson of the Health Ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, confirmed the declining rate of COVID-19 infection in Nepal. The ministry has also informed that 77,207 people were vaccinated against COVID-19 yesterday. Meanwhile, a total of 672 new cases of COVID-19 were reported in Nepal yesterday itself. The Ministry of Health and Population informed that 495 people recovered from the virus infection yesterday itself. Meanwhile, 8 people died of COVID-19 yesterday. With this, the corona-related death toll in the country has reached 11,380. The National Land Commission is going to initiate the process to distribute land to the landless squatters from coming mid-January. Commission's chairperson Kesab Nirawala shared that the land would be distributed prioritizing the Dalits who don't have land of their own. Nirawala said the dissolved Landless Squatters Problem Resolution Commission had registered 1.5 million to 1.7 million landless squatters in the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415 हास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Australia has confirmed it will lift a ban next week that has prevented its own citizens travelling overseas without permission. Australians have spent 19 months under some of the world's strictest border rules in an effort to keep out COVID-19. It's reported that from the 1st of November, people will no longer need an exemption to leave the country if they are fully vaccinated. A BBC report states that only Australians are eligible, but some rules for foreigners will be relaxed soon after the Australian government, soon by the Australian government rather. The African Union has said it has suspended Sudan from all its activities after the country's military overthrew the civilian-led transitional government in a coup. In a communique, the Pan-African body said the suspension would be in place until the effective restoration of the transitional authority steering the country towards an election. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country, along with partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous region. With this, we have come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Shahbazoo Dewa says Supreme Court's mandamus protected Parliament, Constitution and Democracy. Leader Rajendra Prasad Pandey of Unified Socialist claims post of Bagmati Province Chief Minister after CPNUML. Leader Asta Lakshmi Shakya resigns. 1 million doses of Aerosil anti-COVID-19 vaccine received in aid from China arrives in Kathmandu and African Union suspends Sudan over military coup. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal for latest news and updates at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.